Welcome to day number 50. I know it's somewhat arbitrary, but 50 feels like a very significant milestone. So, kol hakavod shkoyach to everyone who's been learning along, even if you're behind a little bit, it's a big deal that we're taking this on together, even if we're not perfect in it. So we are up to Perek Vav, the sixth Perek, Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing with the halachas of shichcha. Again, shichcha is when a grain is forgotten in the field. The halacha is that it's left there for the aniyim. Even if the farmer were to remember later, he or she would not then collect it. Instead, it is left there for the poor. One brief halacha that we're going to remind ourselves of before we learn Mishnah Aleph as a way of introduction. So we know that in general, there are two areas of halacha. We've learned this before. There are two areas of halacha, or two types of grain, let's say, that are exempt from the usual trumos and maisers, that are exempt from the usual tithes. One category is the matnos aniyim. We've discussed this already. Leket, shichcha, and peah are exempt from tithes. The other area, is any produce that is left to be hefker, that is declared as hefker, declared as ownerless. If an owner of a field says, I am declaring this produce hefker, that means anyone can take it, it's ownerless, anyone can pick it up, it is also exempt from tithes. And our Mishnah is going to discuss the case of, well, does something need to be left entirely hefker in order for it to be exempt from those trumos and maestros? What if there's a partial hefkerus? So says Mishnah Aleph, Beshamai Omrim, hefker la'aniyim, hefker. If you're following along at home, there is a bays in that word, but hefker is actually the same as hefker with a pay. So if someone leaves one's produce as ownerless, but only ownerless for the aniyim, meaning only aniyim, only those who are poor can pick it up, but those who are, let's say, rich would not be able to pick it up, so it's a partial hefkerus, that is hefker, that works. It is considered hefker, the aniyim can pick it up, and they would be exempt from tithes like all hefker. Beis Hillel Omrim, ain't no hefker. Beis Hillel would say, no, I disagree, it is not considered hefker, meaning anyone who picks it up would have to pay tithes because it does not have the status of hefker. Ad sheyufkar af la'ashirim kashmita. Unless it is made ownerless to everyone. The status of hefkerus, the status of making something ownerless and the exemption that ensues, the exemption from tithes, only works when it is ownerless to everyone, when anyone in the world can pick it up. If only aniyim are able to pick it up, then it does not have the halachic status of hefker, and any ani who does pick it up would have to pay trumas and maestros, and that's just like shmita, right? Shmita needs to be left. We know that the field is left fallow, and anyone can come by and pick up fruits. Anyone, whether it's rich or poor, same thing here. Hefker only works when it's like shmita that it is available to anyone. Kol amrei hasadeh shel kav. Imagine a person has a lot of bundles of a lot of small piles or bundles of grain, and each one is a kav. Ve'echad shel arba kavin, but there's one pile or one bundle that is four times that amount, four kavin. Ushichro, and the farmer forgets the one that is that large one, the ones that's four times the size of the other ones. Beshamei omrim eino shichra. When you forget that, it is not shichra. Aniyim cannot collect from that. Why? Because it is so significant, it is so much bigger than the others, the farmer is very likely to remember later on, and shichra only applies to grain that is unlikely to be remembered later on. And therefore, Beit Shammai would say this is exempt from shichra. The farmer, when the farmer does remember this very large pile, he or she can go back and pick it up. But Beis Hillel Omrim, no, shichra. Beis Hillel says, no, it is shichra. Even if it's this larger thing, even if it is likely that later on the farmer will remember it, shichra is shichra. If it's forgotten at the time, when it's on its way, or it's when it's at the final destination, once it hits that mark, it is like anything else, and it must be left for the poor. Mishnah Beis. Ha'omer shehu samuch legapa ulegadish. Imagine you left a pile of grain, a bundle of grain, next to a wall. Or a gadish, or a large pile of grain, alabakar next to cattle, vilakelim, or if it's next to tools that you might use to plow a field, that's left next to any one of those things, ushicho, and then you forget that pile. Beishamei omrim eino shicha, it is not shicha. Why? Because you use those other things. You'll be next to the wall. You'll be next to the other pile. You'll use your cattle. You'll use the utensils, and you're likely to realize that you forgot that bundle. So he's consistent, and he says that anytime you are likely to forget afterwards, it does not count as shichcha. Uveis Hillel Omrim shichcha. Beis Hillel again is also considered. They say, no, it's shichcha. Any time that you forget it, doesn't matter if you're likely to remember later. If you forget it at the time in which it becomes eligible, it is considered shichcha. The owner cannot pick it up when he remembers. Instead, it has to be left for the aniyim. We will pick up with Mishnah Gimel on Sunday.